9 months ago, they were a sale. So when we receive salvation and we hunger and thirst after righteousness, we're merciful to people. So when we mess up, God gives us mercy. Blessed are the peacemakers. They'll be called the children of God. This takes effort. Being a peacemaker takes effort. Nobody likes, people don't just reward you for being a peacemaker. You put your life on the line being a peacemaker. You love people when you're a peacemaker. You care about what happens to people when you're a peacemaker. This is the kind of person that God can trust. This is the kind of person that God can trust with greater knowledge, and they won't get in pride. But a proud man, they're the enemy of God. Don't get it twisted. A proud man is an enemy against God and what God is doing. And some men of God, they will never humble themselves. And they won't do these things. If it's not easy, they'll leave it alone. They won't labor, they won't pray. As a way of life, they won't go to bat for you. But men that love God will do these things. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. When people do you that way, you still have rejoicing, because the Lord taught me, he said, everlasting love. Love a man whether he does you good or evil. And I stopped requiring people to do me good. And whether they did me good or evil, I did them right. And I live to serve people. I care about people. First Peter talked about unfeigned love of the brothers. So unfeigned love is pure love. That's not fake love. It's not love and, well, I love you, but I really don't. It's real. And that's how I love all of God's people. So, and he said, part of my assignment, he said, let not my people lack knowledge. And, you know, the work of a dentist, if you try to teach somebody that don't want to learn, that's like trying to pull their tooth. It's just not going to happen. I mean, how can you teach somebody that don't want to learn? Well, guess what? If you live the light, you can. You just have to do it another way. If you live for God, for Jesus, and you do what's right, even when people do you wrong, you're still being supplied by the Holy Ghost. You don't need their help anyway. Anybody to help you as you're doing God's will, that's a bonus. Consider it a bonus. Well, they may help you, they may not, they may work against you. But if they do help you, that's a bonus. And if they don't help you, God will. You know, a lot of pastors feel stuck because people are so into this life. And they don't know what, you know, the pastor try to get them to get on board with, let's get people here, let's get people to. A lot of pastors want to go out and win the loss. But the people are just thinking about what all you have to do is take it to the Lord in prayer. And he'll show you how to really do it, whether they help or not. But guess what? If people would just live the life of God, they are a testimony already. Wherever that everyday routine is a testimony. If they'll at least live the life of God according to the Beatitudes. You've been washed in the blood. You've been given the power of the Holy Spirit. You have the Holy Spirit within. You have the Holy Spirit upon. All you have to do is listen. If you can hunger and thirst after righteousness, you can do that. And it's not hard. But it takes love. And with love, all things are possible. And we'll pick up here next time. The Lord is doing some things. And he's going to bless people that go forward in him. He said, continuing, he said, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on the hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it gives light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. Now watch this. He said, I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. The love that fulfills the law is listed in the Beatitudes that Jesus taught. Blessed are the poor in spirit. For this is the heart of those that love God and will do all that's in his heart. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. They mourn because I know, Lord, that thing's not right. I don't like this. I don't want it to be that way. And they mourn before the Lord. And the Lord will work and work with them because their heart is open. Blessed are the meek. They shall inherit the earth. These are the kind of people that will hear God out and not make their own rules and regulations and not preach excuses. And what else do? They compromise. And a lot of people are preaching compromise. But when you get the truth of God's word, you don't have to preach compromise. You can live for him and you can learn. And as all God always has a solution to kill every problem you can ever have. And you can live without those distractions. But it takes you receiving what God has to say. I talk about these things a lot, things that he taught me to be, and through learning and paying attention, I came to a point that I was free of some things. And it's so much, but now I can concentrate. It's easier to retain God's word when you're free. It's easier to love people when you're free. It's easier to stay strong. It's easier to make the high ground, so to speak, to make the best choice, the lasting choices. To love people when they need you to. See, God can always supply you. That's not the problem. But can you receive and can you relay it? Do you want to? This is the thing. Will you hold back in pride? Will you become God's enemy because you've accomplished something? Now, most people say, no, I wouldn't do that. But yet they do. Somebody, when they see others doing things that they didn't know to do, they get upset. If you can't leave Satan with any opportunity, you have to destroy everything of the enemy. You have to cut it off. You have to break all ties with darkness. You can't leave some in your back pocket. If you feel jealous against somebody or doubt against somebody, you know, I don't even doubt against my children. When I got saved, I was young and I sensed that people doubted against me. They expected me to fall. They expected me to start running with the girls and being some kind of crazy dumb one. No, I was done with the world when I got saved. And I could sense their fears, and sometimes they'd voice it. And that hurts your feelings. But I said, no, in my mind and in my heart, I said, well, just watch and see. It made me more determined to seek God out and to seek God and find him. If God's ways is better, that means there's a much better way to live. So I don't believe in doubting against people. And I let my children know, I don't worry about you and I don't doubt against you. I believe you can do whatever you need to do. You just got to choose to do it. But I don't sit up and worry about whether you do right or wrong. I taught you what's right, and y'all got saved. Y'all asked the Lord they talk about the things of God. So I don't sit up and worry about what's not. I don't expect them to do wrong. People expected me to do wrong. Some people would probably laugh if I did wrong. I knew it wasn't nothing to them. They didn't like you no way. Some people would love to see you fail. But if you rejoice in somebody's failure, you need to go and mourn until that's killed, so that root of bitterness won't trouble you later on. And see, the Lord can't anoint people. It affects the way God anoints people. And you want the anointing because you can make it. If you was in heaven and knowing the needs in the earth, you'll want to be here to with the anointing to help people get saved. When you have a heart for God's people, you want to help them. But selfish people don't care. They don't share God's love that way. But when you have the love of God in you, you want to help everybody you can. You become a laborer. Jesus said, pray that I send labor, not just fat cats that want to just sit around and do nothing. He wants people that are praying and get breakthrough. Not when he lay people on my heart to pray for, I pray. I don't go take a nap when it's time to pray. If something, you know, sometimes I'm sleepy and tired, and if somebody come to me with a need, I will make time for them. I will labor with people. I tried to labor with people that didn't want to hear me. So if they really want to hear, I'm going to make time for them. That's just the way it is. This is the kind of people God can anoint. When we hunger and thirst after righteousness, we want God's will and we mean it. See, this is fulfilling the law. This is rising above the darkness of this world. This is how, you know, this is the life that God is after. These are the kind of people that are disciples. He said, think not that I am come to destroy the law, nor the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. That's what Jesus said. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, not one jot or tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men to do so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say unto you that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. See, the scribes and the Pharisees, they hated Lazarus. They hated when Jesus raised him from the dead. There is a scripture, they wanted to kill Jesus and Lazarus also because they didn't like the fact that Jesus did something they couldn't do. They were in Cain jealousy that had graduated. They wanted death. Now, at least Cain, when he came to, he regretted what he did. He came to a point of regret and never killed anybody else. But it cost him a lot more than he wanted to pay. But they know these things and still want to kill Jesus and Lazarus because he did something that they couldn't do. And men are no different now. The same spirits are still here tempting people that will be tempted. But you can't allow darkness in your back pocket somewhere. You can't just forget about it. You have to say, no, I'll never be that way. I hate. You know, you can talk to any mountain that's there. You can talk to darkness just like you would doubt or unbelief. You can drive it out of your life. Like they should have driven out the Philistines and the rest of the Canaanites. You drive it out. It's not going on its own. You drive that junk out and make sure it's not there. I drove out pride. I said, when I saw that God hated pride, I drove it out. Racism. My mother taught me against racism, and I agreed with her always. But I knew that that was an enemy, and I said, I'll never hate anybody. I'll never be a. I spoke against it. The people that enslaved my people, I forgave them. I saw that God was, I could sense that he was pleased with me when I forgave my childhood enemies. Now, when I first got saved, I said, I forgive everybody that did me wrong. And I sensed that pleased God. Then I thought about, well, what about the people that used to give you trouble? I forgave them. I saw that it pleased God. I said, who else did I? I didn't want there to be a chance of any kind of unforgiveness in my life. I saw that forgiving people pleased God. I could sense it. I had just gotten saved. But I sensed that God was happy with that, especially when I read the scriptures. And then I said, well, the people that had my family enslaved, I forgave them, the Hambys and the Brewsters. I forgave them, the Griffiths, the people that own my, you know, we watched that movie Roots, and we saw how our slave ancestors live, and it was terrible. They sell your families and siblings, and sleep with the daughter sometime. They take your daughter and sleep with her and have a child. You know, just whatever they want to do. But that's how people are without Christ. And some of them, you know, some of them may have believed on Christ and still did stuff. But I forgave them. That released me. A lot of things, and it pleased God. Anybody that was an enemy, I forgive. I'm quick to forgive, and I mean it. And I love them, and that's just the way it is. Now I can do. You know, Elder Lewis preached a message one time. He said, "Get down to business with God, and God will get down to business with you." And I'll never forget that message. And I don't even remember all the details, but I remember that thought. The title of it, just the title of it, broke yokes in my life. And I take God very serious. Everything he say, I do it. And I mean it. You can't give sin a chance. You can't let it be a leaven in you. Jesus said, be aware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod. These things don't just go away. That's why they wanted to kill. They were full of the leaven of the Pharisees. And it's in the church now. That's why God can't do a revival through people that won't let stuff go. Some people won't. They won't let go of their animosity. They still have unforgiveness. Cain jealousy. And racism can, you know, most people, I don't think people, that's a problem like it once was. But some people may have those, they didn't deal with it. If you don't deal with it, it's not gone. You have to, if you let some Canaanites stay in your heart, land, it ain't going to leave on its own. You got to drive it out. And you got to receive knowledge from God to keep it out. Because, you know, I couldn't, in it, there was nothing, the things of darkness, you don't give it a root. You don't let it grow. All of it's got to go. I started confessing. And, you know, when God made me aware of allowances, things you didn't deal with, I started confessing in case there was something that I didn't see. In case there was something in my blind spot. Everything that's like Satan's got to go. And everything that's, and then I confess, I will do all that's in God's heart so I can fully cooperate. And this is how you do it. This is how you stay, keep that heart alive, performing the Beatitudes in love, living according to 1 Peter and 1 John. This is how you fulfill the law. And this is what causes people to be anointable and chosen. Many are called, but few are chosen. But this is something that chosen people do. And they won't let the world stop them. And I'll close there. Because this is another double broadcast. We got two, part one and two. Well, till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. Stay pure. Stay in victory. Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior. And he cares about us. And as the Holy Spirit is moving, we move with him. Till next time, be blessed.